Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. 2 weeks ago today, we found Jesus Christ in the middle of a crowd as he entered Jerusalem for the last time. It was Palm Sunday, and it was, if you remember, an exuberant crowd. But crowds can be dangerous, and that crowd certainly was dangerous, for in just a matter of days, they had turned. And by Friday, we see Jesus crucified. On that day, he found himself in the middle as well, in the middle of two thieves hanging on a cross. Today, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, this second Sunday of Easter, we find our Lord in the middle once again. Only there's not a crowd, and it's not on an outside hill. But Jesus is inside. He's back in that upper room. He's in the middle with his disciples. And I think it would do us well to imagine what this scene was like. It certainly was a lot different than it was on that night of the Last Supper. On that night, Jesus was with the apostles, and there was so much love and tenderness in the room. He washed their feet. He spoke to them at length about the Father. He instituted the Eucharist. He gave his flesh and blood. He instituted the priesthood. Just mere days later, we see those apostles back in that same upper room, but the scene is totally different. There's fear, there's anxiety, there's shame, there's tremendous guilt. The doors are locked. I don't know if they had curtains or blinds or shutters. Certainly they would be closed. These apostles are afraid not only of God, but of their own self. And we can imagine the fear in this room. And into this room, the risen one comes. He stands in the middle. And it is very important for us to note what he does. In today's gospel, he speaks the word peace 2 times to them. You know, that word, it means a lot. But it reminds me of the time when Jesus was in the middle of the boat with the disciples, and there was a storm. And you might remember, he didn't say the word peace, but he said quiet. And what happened? The elements, the weather, quieted it. And I think to myself, as he stands in the middle of this upper room, which is very stormy, and he speaks peace, it reminds me of that word quiet. Now, Jesus only had to say it once to the weather, and it listened. But to his disciples, to human beings, he needs to say it twice. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. He shows them his wounds, and then he speaks about a mission. He says, as the Father sent me, so I send you. I can't help but to hear parts, bits and pieces of the Mass. The Mass begins with a greeting of peace. It ends with a great sending forth, a going with God. And there in the middle, what happens? My friends, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, as we find Jesus in the middle of this shame, guilt, fear-filled room, it's important for us to note what happens. And as the apostles note what happened, that the crucified one, the wounded one, is now risen from the dead, and they inspect his wounds, and they know that it's him. What might this mean for us? Let's not be quick to answer his peace with, and also with you, or with your spirit, but let's receive his peace. And through the gift of his word and sacrament, through the gift of his presence, let us be with him. So as to be in a line with him, so as to be sent forth with him and in him. You see, we all find ourselves in the middle of something, and I don't know what that is for you. But we find ourselves in the middle, and oftentimes the middle place is a messy place. It might be a place of anxiety or fear. Peace be with you. Jesus manifesting his love, his victory, his power, his authority. And us, like the apostles, being more in line with, being sent out with him, as the Father sent me, so I send you. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, we certainly find ourselves in the middle of two big events, an earthquake on Friday and tomorrow's eclipse. You know, on that Good Friday, there was both an earthquake and an eclipse. And so much more. What might the more be that the Risen One wants to share with us, wants to give to us, wants to heal in us. Peace be with you. He showed them his wounds, and he sent them forth. My friends, as we enter the second week of Easter, let us thank God for this beautiful Easter gift, and let us take time to receive his peace, to be with him in word and sacrament, so as to be changed by him, like the apostles were. God be with you.